Nick Way, Bercy Supercross, looking good for a third podium, but unfortunately today didn't go quite as well. You all right?
Yeah, I mean, I was just pushing to be faster. It went pretty well today. I mean, I was the fastest in practice, and I was competitive on the lap times. I mean, the Super Pole, I probably would have been close to winning that one, but I made a huge mistake. But had a good heat race with Jake and just was riding well. I mean, the whole weekend I rode pretty decent, and then today my speed was pretty well, so I was like kind of like win or nothing. Yeah. That or, you know, at least really getting a good battle with Barsha and Jake was what I was really hoping for. But, you know, there's some shenanigans on the start on the elimination race, and gate didn't go down, so it's like I got a bad gate pick, second row. So, you know how it goes.
You know, in this race, it seems like anything can happen. You're out there so much, and to stay error-free is tough.
Yeah, I mean, for one of the reasons why I wanted to come, honestly, was like, you know, it's good practice. But, you know, you ride 3 days in a row, and there's, you know, you do a lot of shorter races and things like that that help with your speed and just kind of racing. So it was great to come. You know, I'm not disappointed at all. You know, if I couldn't have won or gotten second or third, you know, obviously I would have rather crashed trying. So it's something to, you know, kind of go home and work on, and I'm excited about, you know, this upcoming season, and you know, I really feel like my speed was good this weekend, and it was awesome to get out there and improve that, you know.
Everybody I've talked to has been wondering what's going on with Mike and the gate. He hit it twice. Kism was very worried about it. What was going on down there? I mean, did you say anything to anybody?
I mean, it's kind of a bummer, you know. Obviously, they don't have like a thing you can back mm-hmm. up pretty far, but I mean, even at the Monster Cup, he pretty much counted when the gate would drop, and then went then. And then either if he doesn't, he hits the gate and messes everybody else up. So, I mean, it sucks. I mean,
was it distracting in the main?
Like, I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, the guy grabbed the red flag. I thought we were going to see something. But you know what? I mean, really, the highlight.
Maybe he couldn't see.
Oh, the haze?
No, maybe he couldn't see.
Mike?
His vision.
Oh, I think of it the other way. Perhaps the gates twitched even the slightest in his goggles, and he saw so good. He went beforehand. You've done this race, former Prince of Bercy, you've done this race a ton. Is there one that stands out, one that's better than the other, or is it just Bercy?
No, I mean, I think, you know, as far as like on a big bike, I think this was one of my most competitive weekends for sure. And, you know, to be able to, you know, be fast in practice and things like that is not really my forte. And, you know, to be, you know, there's a lot of respectable kids here, you know, with Tomac and mm-hmm. and Jake and Barsha. These guys are going to be coming in and really doing something. So, you know, I'm stoked to be kind of on their same speed level and just going to go home and work on some more stuff and kind of, you know, get with the guys at Pro Circuit and fine-tune my setup a little bit more, and I think we'll be ready.
I like the chainsaw in the opening ceremonies.
Definitely a highlight.
Yeah. And Dogger coming by. I don't think Dogger came by too much, but he came to your pits a few times.
They don't call me the people's champ for nothing.
And then last question is next year. The only thing you know is you're going to be on a Cowie. Do you think you can count on that, or is that even up in the air?
Well, I mean, I would like to mm-hmm. ride a Kawasaki. I mean, that's why I have one now.
But something could come along.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of planning on I'm working on some sponsors. Some of the people mm-hmm. that have been behind me for years are looking to kind of step up and possibly do my own thing. But if something else comes along that's a little bit more appealing, then I'll end up doing that. But I think the chances of me doing my own thing are pretty good at this point.
Who do you want to thank?
Mafia Moto Crew, MSR, Kawasaki, and the guys at Pro Circuit, and you know, all the guys at Dunlop for helping out.
What about the mechanic?
Donks did a great job this weekend, so I definitely appreciate his help. But for having short notice and coming in and bringing so many parts to change on the bike, it was awesome that he came, and it was good to hang out with him.
All right, thanks, bud.
Thank you.